Hey, it's Lovett. Quick reminder, you can still get tickets for Pod Save America and Love It or Leave It tour stops at a city near you. Bring a friend. Make a friend. Bring a friend, and then right as the show is starting, tell them you don't want to be friends anymore. You can go a lot of ways with this, but they all start with buying tickets. Get yours today at crooked.com/events.
This show is the only reason that I've started shaving my legs again. I gotta do something about that.
I got my legs lasered.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
I've been lasering.
It was, okay. You have been lasering.
Yes, yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I love it, just because I always hated waxing.
But wait,
so much.
Which parts are you?
Is it whole?
Oh, I do the whole, not all of it, but I have a werewolf like level of body hair, so okay. I'm doing every part. Every part is getting affected.
I'm doing every part except for I have like a 1-inch piece above the unit.
Uh-huh. Right, yeah, to draw the eye. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. You have the simulacrum.
Well,
right?
Yes. I don't want to look like a baby.
No. It also is visually like the your eye does look for pubes, right? Like, it's just like the eye, like
constantly.
The adult, I mean,
I'm always looking
like
for pubes.
Yes, exactly. So,
wow, should we start?
We have started.
Okay, well, in case you were wondering, yes, I am the hairless worm that did just a little bit of RFK Jr.'s brain, Adam Rippon.
Oh my God, hooray.
Thank you.
We're honored to have you.
Yeah, and I didn't die. I was just very tired.
Very similar.
But it was delicious.
Mm.
I'm here filling in for Jake. Can't remember his name.
We don't know either.
No, I know. We forgot about him already.
Yeah.
But I am here. I'm joined by producer Kendra and writers Hallie and Sarah Lazarus. You guys, how is everyone now that I know that we're all hairless?
I'm still working on it, but
yeah.
Every day it's a new struggle.
Yeah.
Now that that's clear, I think let's get into it. What a weekday. So Donald Trump joined TikTok over the weekend after trying to ban the app with an executive order while he was in office. Okay, if that seems hypocritical to you, cut him a break. He's neurodivergent now. So I think also it's a cunning move because no one is talking about Trump's felony conviction. Instead, they're talking about his skibbity riz. I think that's really important. You know, skibbity riz is important, and I think it could help win elections.
I'm not going to pretend to know what it means.
I do think he has it. That's the problem. It's like, he does have skibbity riz.
Unfortunately, yeah. No, he has whatever they talk about, like the it factor.
He has it.
Yeah. Yes.
Like Stephen King's it, but that is the same it.
He is Stephen King's it. That is so true. Personally, I hope that his next TikTok video is a what's in my bag video where I predict he's going to have the following things. More hush money, top secret documents, chapstick, and a loaded gun.
You can't keep it in your pocket. It's going to fall out on stage.
No, absolutely. It'll tumble across stage. We don't need that.
I still know if he's ever applied chapstick. It's hard to picture.
Yeah,
it's more of a prop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like the gun, I would assume.
Hard time holding it in his small baby hands.
That's so true. God.
That was a period.
Those tiny hands.
Yeah, you made us think about Trump's hands.
Yeah, that really, I had to take a step back.
Yeah, wow. You know, they're so soft.
Are they? How do you know?
No, God has sent me a horrific vision, I guess.
A very soft,
I'm like,
tiny
no!
hand.
I feel like he got lucky. Like, King Charles's hands took over the Trump hands things because King Charles's were just so visibly upsetting.
Yes. No, it takes more upsetting hands to upset upsetting hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. That's just how hands work. So Trump's first video, posted on Saturday, features UFC CEO Dana White. Even worse, the video was of them twerking. I'm kidding, of course. Let's take a look.
The president is now on TikTok.
It's my honor.
That is a crazy video. That's a crazy video. And when he says, it's my honor, your honor.
It's my honor to be on TikTok.
What? Okay, you know what? Let's take a look back at Biden's first TikTok, just for comparison.
Jason Kelsey or Travis Kelsey?
Mama Kelsey. I understand she makes great chocolate chip cookies.
Okay, well, if you can't film at a UFC fight, you might as well film at a nursing home. Okay. You know, at least we have those felonies. You know, mm-hmm. That's something. Mm-hmm. Trump's account had 3 million followers by Sunday night, surpassing the Biden campaign's TikTok follower count several times over. Now, this is really scary because I just read an article that said TikTok now has over 100 electoral votes. And that article was a TikTok video. So I think the only thing that Biden can do now to save the White House is he has to turn it into the hype house. There's no other option. So in the wake of being convicted on all 34 counts in his Manhattan hush money trial, Trump held a press conference on Friday to cheer himself up with some ranting.
The judge allowed them to go into everything that I was ever involved in, which is a first. In other words, you could go into every single thing that I ever did. Was he a bad boy here? Was he a bad boy there?
Referring to himself as bad boy. Mr. President, happy pride. Trump on Sunday called on the Supreme Court to step in before his sentencing next month. Way ahead of you, said Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito, sending his wife outside to hoist a flag with Judge Juan Mercon's home address on it. I really do love Samuel Alito's take on, like, blaming his wife
for the
whole flag thing.
It's so smart. It's compelling.
You know what? I like the stance of, okay, you know what? I will believe women, but I have to be able to blame women.
Absolutely.
And I think that's, in a way, it's progressive.
For what they think the world is going to look like after they're flying their flag.
Oh,
it's progressive.
Oh, they are.
Because also in their world, men don't do with the home decorating. That is a woman's work.
Yes. It's woman's work.
Yes. Yeah, home decorating is hoisting an upside down American flag.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Wrote Trump on Truth Social, the sentencing for not having done anything wrong will be conveniently for the fascists 4 days before the Republican National Convention. A radical left Soros-backed DA who ran on a platform of I will get Trump, reporting to an acting local judge appointed by Democrats who is highly conflicted, will make the decision that will determine the future of our nation. The United States Supreme Court must decide. Honestly, why even bother posting this? You have Clarence Thomas' phone number. Just ask him what kind of boat he wants. And listen, I'm not trying to help Trump with his new TikTok account, but I think that this was a greatly missed opportunity to make a get ready with me while doing my makeup and talk about a radical left Soros-backed DA who ran on the platform of I will get Trump, reporting to an acting local judge who is highly conflicted video. Those are my favorite kind of videos.
That's all I'm watching.
Those are the videos I'm going to make when I leave here.
It's that and I'm like cottage cheese ice cream. A lot of cottage cheese on TikTok right now.
Oh my
God. Is that just me? Oh no.
No.
What is going on?
No, that's cool. Oh, fuck. I don't know how it came to me. Honestly.
No, I think we know. It's an algorithm. It works in.
They said, you seem like someone who would eat cottage cheese. And they were right.
Yeah.
That's devastating.
House Speaker Mike Johnson also called on the Supreme Court to save his beloved convicted leader on Fox and Friends last week.
This entire thing is absurd. This is a purely political exercise, not a legal one. I do believe the Supreme Court should step in. Obviously, this is totally unprecedented, and it's dangerous to our system.
Ah, yes, a political exercise, as opposed to the physical exercise he paid Stormy Daniels not to tell people about. Meanwhile, former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reacted to Trump's conviction on CNN on Sunday.
You know politics. Is it a good idea, separating out your view of the verdict, is it a good idea for the Republican Party to nominate a convicted felon?
Listen, is it a good idea that Donald Trump is the nominee? The answer is 100% yes. Will Donald Trump win this presidency? The answer is yes.
Just to remind the listener, Kevin McCarthy is, of course, the man who correctly predicted his own victory after being wrong about it 14 times. Now, Trump's conviction triggered a wave of violent rhetoric from his supporters, which is, that is so unlike them. That is...
It's kind of shocking.
Yeah.
Them.
Wow.
You?
Okay. Like, they're usually so level-headed, you know? And they took to social media and fringe message boards to call for the judge, prosecutors, and jurors to be doxxed and killed. Oh, no. But... if they're all busy writing violent comments online, who's going to knock over all the pride mugs at Target? It's locker room talk, but the sport is competitive, terrifying Facebook posting. Trump himself seemed to invite violence during a Fox News appearance Sunday, saying this about the possibility of him facing jail time.
I'm not sure the public would stand for it with a
tried house arrest. Or
I think it would be tough for the public to take. You know, at a certain point, there's a breaking point.
You know, imagine thinking most Americans aren't like 6 years past our breaking point. And you know what? Yes, at a certain breaking point, there is a breaking point. And for me, that was when Rudy Giuliani started his own coffee line and said, it's so good, I even drink it black, before his veneers fell right to the ground. Earlier today, President Biden signed a restrictive border policy, which will allow the president to temporarily shut down the U.S.-Mexico border at midnight and suspend protections for asylum seekers. genius. Distract progressive voters who are mad about Gaza by trying to give them something that will also make them very mad. That's how it's done, baby. That's how we do it in Pennsylvania. As a Pennsylvania boy, I go, amazing distraction technique. The decision follows attempts by the GOP to cast Biden as weak on the border. Republicans refused to pass a bipartisan border bill in February, a move they publicly admitted was an attempt to boost Trump's presidential campaign. The new policy is similar to a measure Donald Trump passed in 2018, which was later struck down in federal court. Now, why would you want to follow in Trump's footsteps on anything? For one thing, he's an evil, unprincipled monster. And on top of that, you're right in the fart zone back there. And I personally believe the only footsteps we should be following are the ones in the sand.
Because they belong to
Jesus.
Our Lord and Savior.
That's right.
Yes.
Who's so
who
strong. I always like that. I just like the idea of like Jesus physically hoisting someone up.
Oh, I love it. And I also love that like it was in every grandmother's bathroom.
Yes.
It's specifically my grandmother's bathroom.
Yeah. And also all grandma bathrooms are the beach. Because bathrooms equal the beach.
Bathroom equals shell.
Yes.
Right.
And that is...
Seagull.
Yeah, seagull.
Mm-hmm. Glass.
Sand.
Little glass bottle.
Yes, the little glass beads.
Yes.
A painting of a lighthouse.
Yes.
That's the bathroom.
Oh my God, nothing makes me want to have a bowel movement more than a lighthouse. Now, Republicans on a House panel investigating the nation's COVID response dragged former health advisor Anthony Fauci in to testify on Monday, with Fauci dismissing the false claim that he organized a cover-up of the pandemic's origins as simply preposterous. Now, this is absurd. Fauci is an 83-year-old retiree. He should either be at home resting with his family or running for president of the United States. Marjorie Taylor Greene, a member of the panel who skipped 7 of the last 10 hearings, used her time to say this.
You know what this committee should be doing? We should be recommending you to be prosecuted. We should be writing a criminal referral because you should be prosecuted for crimes against humanity. You belong in prison, Dr. Fauci.
Yes, prostituted. If Marge wants to see one of the main characters of 2020 go to prison, I have some incredible But we already knew Greene was unserious, so here's GOP Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis posing this absolutely devastating gotcha question.
How much have you earned from royalties from pharmaceutical companies since the pandemic began in 2021?
Zero.
Check. Mate. And you know, this answer was obviously a huge blow to Malliotakis, who did absolutely no research or fact checking in preparation for this hearing.
Also, like royalties from a pharmaceutical company. Was it like for writing the Sky Rizzy songs? Like what was she asking?
Also, she did say the pandemic started in 2021, it does seem like they're intentionally trying to somehow imply that it didn't start before the 2020 election. Like, it's like, oh no, everything about the question was insane, but of course, because it's not about the answer.
Yeah.
I
distinctly remember getting off a Star Trek cruise and walking into a pandemic.
Yeah, no, we were all there.
Me? Stepped right out of a Star nightmare Trek into cruise? A different nightmare.
Yeah, no, you're correct. Yes, I was on a Star Trek cruise for work. Several people on the cruise. It was right before shutdown.
They were giving away free COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you had to take it.
Not for this work.
Right. Oh, your Star Trek work.
Star Trek work.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they were giving away free COVID. How could you not?
We didn't know. It's like, oh, okay.
Wait, and it was new.
You could take as much as you wanted to.
I wanted it. Yeah.
Was there when Jared Leto was on a silent yoga retreat?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Had no idea what was happening.
Oh, my God. And then he tweeted like, hey, I've been away for a week. What's going on?
Yeah.
It was absolutely chef's kiss. Brilliant work. So Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin slipped in this burn.
They're treating you, Dr. Fauci, like a convicted felon. Actually, you probably wish they were treating you like a convicted felon. They treat convicted felons with love and admiration. Some of them blindly worship convicted felons.
Now, isn't it so crazy that Marjorie Taylor Greene and Jamie Raskin have the same job? Well, okay, they have the same position. Marjorie Taylor Greene's official job is being a heckling CrossFit witch, which it doesn't pay well. I applied for that job. Now I'm here.
We got to start as an intern. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Your dad has to be a witch before you to really get anywhere in the business.
You know, it is a Nepo sort of business.
Yeah.
So starting the CrossFit mail room.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. I wasn't thinking. Parts of California, Arizona, and Nevada are facing excessive heat warnings this week thanks to a heat dome that could bake some desert areas at temperatures as high as 120 degrees. Okay, the older I get, the more I realize that Poison Ivy and Mr. Freeze were correct, and their plans would have been absolutely the right move for us. And the other thing about that Batman movie that's correct, I think that all the Batman and Robins should have nipples in their costume.
Mm-hmm. Once you see it, you're like, all right, okay.
Yeah, go, oh, yeah.
Might as why not? Why not?
I mean, otherwise, they're just chafing in there. You got to give them somewhere to go.
Oh, you think the actual nipple itself needs
it's
the
right,
room?
It fits right in there.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, it's It's a pocket. A hot pocket for your nipples. God. Meanwhile, Claudia Sheinbaum was elected the first female president of Mexico this week, breaking the Tecno de Cristal. Man, we still trust Google Translate, right? Okay. Well, it's like peering into an alternate dimension to see what we could have accomplished if only people were willing to Pokemon Go to the polls. Sheinbaum is also the country's first Jewish president. God, they're running rings around us down here. Tell Biden to stand down. Our next president needs to be a trans Quaker. In addition to being the former mayor of Mexico City, Sheinbaum is a climate scientist with a PhD in energy engineering. Oh, yeah? Well, our current president is an 81-year-old man from Pennsylvania who trips going up the stairs, and our former president is a compulsive liar who goes poopy in his diaper. So now what, Mexico?
USA.
USA. USA. Yes. That's, I think that what I just said will galvanize the country.
Mm-hmm.
Finally.
Something's got to.
It'll unite us. Okay. Well, maybe not.
Hey, don't go anywhere. There's more of Love It or Leave It coming up.
My name is Erin Haynes.
My name is Mitch Landrieu.
My name is Jennifer Palmieri, and we're hosting a new series from Left, Right, and Crooked Media called Long Play.
For both major parties, the path to winning America runs through the South. But to win it, you have to understand it.
And that's where Long Play comes in. Across six Southern states, Long Play examines the issues driving voters and the assumptions that no longer hold in a region that could shape the future of our politics and our country.
You can binge the whole series right now by subscribing to Long Play Series on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes seven nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
My name is Erin Haynes.
My name is Mitch Landrieu.
My name is Jennifer Palmieri, and we're hosting a new series from Left, Right, and Crooked Media called Long Play.
For both major parties, the path to winning America runs through the South. But to win it, you have to understand it.
And that's where Long Play comes in. Across six Southern states, Long Play examines the issues driving voters and the assumptions that no longer hold in a region that could shape the future of our politics and our country.
You can binge the whole series right now by subscribing to Long Play Series on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It has been an absolute delight to guest host for you all, and Lovett will be back to host his tour stops in North Carolina on June 19th, 20th, and 21st. In Charlotte, Lovett will be joined by Tracy McMillan Cottom and Dante Pittman. And then for his two nights in Asheville, Lovett will be joined by T.S. Madison, Congressman Jeff Jackson, Justice Allison Riggs, and Chair of the North Carolina Democratic Party, Anderson Clayton. Get your tickets to see these and more Lovett or Leave It shows now at crooked.com/events. Jennifer Lopez tragically canceled her This Is Me live tour after scrapping several dates and struggling to sell out venues. Well, at least she has a thriving movie career to fall back on. Oh, no.
Oh.
More like this was me. Seems drastic. You know, I think that she should just change the name to This Is Not Me and send out Chapel Roan. Problem solved.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's happy.
Everyone's happy, especially Chapel. I think Chapel is the only person who we should elect president.
I think so.
I'm fine. With
I love,
that.
Yeah, love.
I'm in.
I know. Yeah. I love a short woman in a tall wig.
So is it she's uniting the lesbian music and the gay, it's like lesbian gay pop
she's
music.
She's the bridge. Mm.
And we needed it. We so why did. Not elect her?
Why? If she could
She's
do that.
She's not 35.
No.
But when she is.
When she is, she has that incredible credential.
She has it.
She has it. What mm-hmm. we were talking about earlier.
Stephen
she
King's
also.
It.
Yes, she yeah. has it. She has it. Per a statement on her website, Jennifer is taking time off to be with her children, family, and close friends. I guess it's finally time for Jenny to go back to the block.
They don't want her either. I promise you the Bronx does not want her.
Yeah, I don't think that they want her back. I will say that. That's my general consensus on the block and mm-hmm. Jenny.
Yeah.
I like that statement because she does sound like a congressman who got caught having an affair.
Yeah.
Why is this?
Yes.
Yeah, like, no, it's like, hey, that's okay. Hey, Jennifer, take all the time. Like, no one is out here like, how dare you?
Yeah, she also, just say you don't feel well.
She doesn't strike me as someone who has many close friends.
Oh, I think you're right, but that's sad. I want Jennifer Lopez to be happy.
You know, some people, and definitely not close female friends.
Oh.
Right. I mean, did you see?
What a read.
I have not right. seen. I need to watch the documentary.
I didn't do the documentary. I did the movie.
Oh, and how was it?
There was one really good scene. The one where she could, the one with Derek Hough, and it was her wedding. Actually really interestingly staged, beautiful choreography. The rest of it I could have done without.
A movie that you watched, you said, you know, she doesn't have a lot of close female friends. I guess they maybe would have said something to
me. Yeah, well, nothing nothing says I don't have close female friends like Derek Hough choreographing your wedding.
Right.
Well,
you know, I think that's true. In happier news, Lopez's new sci-fi thriller, Atlas, is currently the number one movie on Netflix this week. Wait, that can't be right. Maybe they mean it's number one alphabetically? Okay, gun to my head, what's the plot of Atlas? Answer, pull the trigger. I have no idea. I'm shot in the head. In other career highlights, Simone Biles won her 9th national title at the U.S. Gymnastics Championships on Sunday night. I've obviously already texted Simone in our gorgeous, pretty, beautiful Olympic icons group chat. But just to say it here, too, congrats, girly. Biles also won every individual event title, even after falling on the landing of a very difficult Yurchenko double pike vault. It's like they always say, it's not about how hard you fall. It's about how high a difficulty score you racked up before you fell.
I mean.
No. I mean, that's so true. They always say that.
You know this.
Yeah.
Well, oh, truly. Okay. So my favorite moment of yours, and stop me if this becomes traumatizing.
Oh, Andrew's going skate mode.
No, I'm actually addicted to
skate
trauma.
Skate mode activated.
Okay. Yeah.
My favorite moment of yours is, it was either 2017 or right at the beginning of 2018, mm-hmm. where you fell during your long program.
Uh-huh.
It appeared that you dislocated your shoulder on the ice.
Yes.
We just see like tears starts to spear, like uh-huh. stream down your face.
I'm going, yeah, I have like my nails are into my fists and blood is yep. coming out. Go on.
He gets up. Mm-hmm. I just want, and everyone should go watch this. He gets up. He pops his shoulder back into
Damn,
place.
Okay.
We just had a clip ready.
I didn't. Shit. I didn't know if this would be traumatizing.
We can insert it.
No. No. Yeah. So you know what? So like when you're like a competitive athlete, like you're not raking in tons of money like you are when you guest host this podcast.
Right. Exactly.
Of course.
And so if you don't like do well at a competition, you don't make money. You can't like keep training. And I remember on my first jump, like I put my hand down.
It was a quad lutz, so everyone knows.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can picture it.
Okay. Yeah. now you get it. Now you have it. Okay. So I put my hand down. I feel my shoulder like pop out. And it's done this before, but never like
cool.
in a competition. Very cool. I'm bragging. And I can see, I do it right in front of my coach, and I can see him go like, no, 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 like, stop, stop, stop. And I think to myself, I'm like, if I stop, I'm not going to get any prize money. So I yank it back into place, and then I kept going.
And that's money, baby.
And then goes to the Olympics off that performance. And I will also say, that wasn't the crazy thing about that, which I was at. There were bugs falling down from the ceiling onto the ice
yes.
that every
oh.
skater was having to pick up mm-hmm. before they started.
What kind of bugs?
I don't know. What
okay,
kind of bugs?
So wait, this was a Skate America.
Skate America, yes.
Yes,
yeah.
This was Skate America in the Olympic season. And yep. I remember I was just feeling a little like sassy.
Mm-hmm.
And there were bugs, big,
like
pumpkin flies.
Oh.
We were in Lake Placid, so you know those things. Like they have nothing to do except grow.
Right.
And there were these giant bugs on the ice, and the referee stopped me before I could start. And she calls me over, and she's like, can you pick up the bugs on the ice? And I'm thinking, can I pick up the bugs? What? Huh?
What?
And so I think to myself, yes, I'll do it, because I love instruction. And then I think, I turn right to her, and I'm like, I'll pick them up if you give me an extra 30 seconds before I start.
Oh.
And
she was like, well, it was genius because you have a certain amount of time. And I was thinking, she's going to make me do janitorial work perform. No, I need 30 seconds, honey. And she was like, okay. And I was like, all right. And so I went over, I picked them up, and then I dislocated my shoulder. Yeah. So
it's one of the perfect plan.
It was the perfect crime.
It is truly like one of the clips that I tell. Like when people are like, skating is not a sport, skating is not intense, I'm like, please go watch this man pop his shoulder back in and continue a 4-minute long program.
How many flies did you have to pick up?
Three giant ones.
That's crazy. They don't have a bug guy.
Yeah, like a bad boy. Well, like a bug girl.
Melt him into the ice.
Yeah. I mean, you know what's also crazy is that like in the earlier in the event, someone did dislocate their shoulder and had to withdraw. And as soon as it happened, because I could see it on like a monitor backstage, I said to myself, and this is really good self-talk, oh, no. I'm going to pop my shoulder out. And I knew it was going to happen.
Damn.
I just knew it was going to happen. I just didn't know I was going to have to also pick up bugs. So insult to injury.
Listen.
No, please.
Just one last. Would you say that doing this is a bigger dream come true than skating the Olympics? Or is it like the same?
Okay, great. Okay.
Yes. It's just as physically demanding.
Mm-hmm. And is it more painful or less painful than laser hair removal?
This is less painful.
Okay. That's what we strive for.
We could ask you.
Yeah, because I don't know if it'll be up at the top, but I did, from my first treatment, after I thought it would work like magic the first time, one and done, I did leave in welts. Mm-hmm. Giant welts on my chest. And I remember thinking, this is the most painful thing I've ever done. I don't think I'll be able to make it through. And here I am, 12 sessions later, hairless. If anyone can do it, I can do it. Now, if anyone can do this floor routine, it's Simone Biles. Now, this is Simone Biles winning floor routine.
Last pass is as perfect as she can do it. And she looks like she's having a lot of fun.
Mom loves it.
Aww.
I know. It's so sweet to see her mom cry. Even after, like, you know that she's done this a million times. She's the best gymnast in the entire world, maybe even ever. Mm-hmm. And she still gets emotional after those.
Yeah, she's not, like, reading a book up there.
Knitting.
I'm, like, not a sports person at all, but I do see this. I'm like, this is why we need sports.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know I needed to see Simone Biles. But every time I do see her, I'm like, I did need to see this.
Yes.
I just needed to know. It was, like, it's thrilling. You know?
I'm so excited for these games. Like, to see her come back is going to be, I'm really pumped.
Oh, it's going to be absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
The one thing I love about this floor routine is that I think ever since Rio, she's always, no matter what the music is, she's always added this, oh, at the end of it. And she's done that for maybe now we're going on 8 years. Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's an amazing effect. Oh my God. And she always does the hand over the mouth. Oh, I love it.
Catchphrase.
It's a catchphrase.
Gotta
so
have a
good.
Yeah.
So now, in a darker twist, TikTok was gripped with controversy this week. And the question at hand is hobby horsing a sport? The answer is, of course, nay. In case you're not familiar with the concept, hobby horsing is when a human pretends to ride a horse, doing dressage and launching themselves over jumps with a toy horse head instead of an actual horse. And we have a clip. It is amazing what the human body can do.
To slow it down on the turn so we could really see the moves is really a great choice.
Oh, that's the videography at the highest level. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think this is disgusting because this is an attack on the dignity and status of some of society's most valued members, regular horse girls. The debate raged after famous hobby horse rider Anna posted a TikTok of herself collapsing after a hobby horse competition.
Wrenching.
Yeah, I mean, that's me every Monday morning.
That's me watching this video.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, you're laughing, but the toy horse kicked her in the chest. And that is, they put that down after.
Also, did you call her famous?
Oh, yeah. She's, I mean, you
she's
wouldn't
the,
call her famous?
She's the.
She's the.
On TikTok.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I just don't know how many famous again compared to no one.
To other Annas.
I mean, right. Yeah. Yeah. Anna Kendrick and then her, right?
Anna Delvey. And then Anna.
Yeah.
No, I mean, this is, this video is like art. It's just, oh my God, it's so good. But you know what? To be serious, I think that she really needs her inhaler.
Oh God.
Please laugh. The video says hobby horsing is not a sport. It's easy and everyone can do that. Oh, yeah. Well, this is me after my dressage routine. I was passing out, couldn't breathe, almost throwing up, dizzy, shaking, whole body burning in pain. Being overly dramatic for attention online while wearing a rainbow scrunchie. Anna, happy pride, you little freak.
Happy pride.
And that's it for me. Thank you so much for having me. And I'll see you sluts on the internet.
Love It or Leave It is a Crooked Media production. It is written and produced by me, John Lovett, and Lee Eisenberg. Kendra James is our executive producer. Chris Lord is our producer. And Kennedy Hill is our associate producer. Hallie Kiefer is our head writer. Sarah Lazarus and Jocelyn Kaufman, Peter Miller, Alan Pierre, Will Miles, and Mohamed El-Sheikhi are our writers. Evan Sutton is our editor. Kyle Seglin and Charlotte Landis provide audio support. Stephen Colon is our audio engineer. And Milo Kim is our videographer. Our theme song is written and performed by Sure Sure. Thanks to our designer, Bernardo Serna, for creating and running all of our visuals, which you can't see because this is a podcast. And to our digital producers, David Tolles, Claudia Shang, Mia Kelman, and Matt DeGroat for filming and editing video each week so you can.
It's Love It or Leave It. I've been lucky because my leg hair usually just blends into my skin. And so, like, yeah. I no one can see it. But then I was seeing myself on this.
Yeah.
And I was like,
so then
oh.
You saw it.
Yes. And then I was like, we have to fix it.
Which
this.
Is worse than anyone seeing.
Right.
Yeah.
Because no one will point it out. It's like when my hair is fucked up, I know I work with enough white people that, like, no one's going to point it out.
Right.
But, like, well, once I notice.
Even if we noticed it to point it out, Kendra, like, what would that, like,
I would have pointed it
Kendra,
out.
Kendra, look, we can see. You've done better. Do better tomorrow.
Kendra.
My name is Erin Haynes.
My name is Mitch Landrieu.
My name is Jennifer Palmieri, and we're hosting a new series from Left, Right, and Crooked Media called Long Play.
For both major parties, the path to winning America runs through the South. But to win it, you have to understand it.
And that's where Long Play comes in. Across six Southern states, Long Play examines the issues driving voters and the assumptions that no longer hold in a region that could shape the future of our politics and our country.
You can binge the whole series right now by subscribing to Long Play Series on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.